Very happy to have on Braden Price on the starting lineup on this Thursday morning, the new head coach of Canada's Olympic entry for 2018 in South Korea. Certainly got a great resume to build. Won the AHL title, the Calder Cup in 2014 with the Texas Stars. Won twice in the junior hockey ranks, twice a Western Hockey League champ with Medicine Hat, where we're speaking to him from there today. And 3 years just spent with the Vancouver Canucks. Willie Desjardins, the new coach of Team Canada. It's great to have you on this morning. Thanks for doing this for us.
No, thanks, Craig.
I'm sure it's been a bit of a whirlwind summer. And when did you get a sense this appointment, if you will, was possible? When did you get a sense this opportunity was something that would be mutually great for Hockey Canada and for you, Willie?
Yeah, we had talked early, probably in June, I guess. Late June we had talked and kind of felt it might be a fit probably at that time. And it was just a process waiting for, you know, different things to fall in place to make the announcement. But we had talked, it was something we had talked about earlier in the summer.
Already, we see a lot of hockey acumen and a lot of, like I said, I mentioned you're winning, but winning at a lot of different levels and a lot of different pedigrees when Sean Burke's involved. We had Martin Brodeur in our station yesterday. It's a really unique group that you'll be able to get heads together and talk about how things are accomplished next February.
We're really fortunate, especially for me with guys like Marty and Sean Burke. Like, those two guys have so much experience, and internationally, and they're so well respected too, like in all fields. So whenever you can get to work with people like that, you're fortunate, and I think we'll need it. Like, we need, and the other thing is, with both those guys, they're so passionate about their country. Like, it's so great to work with people that are passionate about what they do and excited about it.
So you could get phone calls from friends, relatives, people that would recognize you, and the conversations the questions you might get asked over the next couple months might be different than, say, Mike Babcock the last couple of years, because it was a lot more cut and dry, wasn't it? It was, here's when the league shuts down, here's when the camp is, here's who we're inviting to camp. It's best on best. This has a unique feel to it that I'm sure you're going to go through days and think it might be like this, and the next day might come and be, oh, it's like this instead, for who your players are, right?
It will be. I think the biggest challenge is, it's always easy when it's not easy, it's still difficult, but when you're judging guys against the same competition. But we're trying to judge guys that, some are in the KHL, some are playing in the EL in Germany, some are in the Swiss League, some are in the American League. You have guys, maybe the NHL guys, that don't get a contract. So all of a sudden you're trying to judge guys that are playing against different competition. And I think, and then you have the ice size too. You got guys that are playing on a big ice. So I think there's lots of things that we have to take into consideration and when we're looking at guys, but it's an exciting process. And I know Sean Burke and Scott Salmon and Marty, they've got a real good scouting program in place that they're looking at. We haven't gone through it yet, but I know they've looked at it, and they started scouting last year too. Dave King and Sean Burke did some scouting last year, so everybody knows what has to be done, and I think it's going to be an exciting journey.
You've had the World Junior experience, obviously. I was always surprised when the Olympics came back around for pros in Japan, and it was disappointing there, but then success in Salt Lake with guys that said, well, I won Canada Cups, or I we were at the World Cup in 96, but the Olympics felt so different. Do you feel it'll feel that way just with all the other, with knowing what a worldwide audience they get? I mean, hockey fans are hockey fans. They'll watch, but you get such a diverse global. It appeals to billions of people, and it's, we don't say that right now about the Stanley Cup Final or the World Cup of Hockey or events like it, unfortunately.
It's something that, you try to think about and prepare for it, but I was so surprised just by the World Juniors, the feel for the World Juniors, the excitement, the Canadian jersey. Like, it was, that was an incredible experience. Like something you never forget. When I saw the flag going around the arena in Ottawa and was on the blue line for the anthem, like, that just sent chills. That's something that, it's unbelievable. And now when you take to the Olympics, like, it's going to be unbelievable. And I'm, for me, it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, I've always wanted to do it. And to get this chance is, it's a chance of a lifetime. So I'm excited.
Willie Desjardins, our guest. It's Brady and Price, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I see Dave King there yesterday, and that's just got to be historic for any Canadian kid growing up. And the first Olympics I really remember were Lake Placid, and obviously the Americans stole the story. But you sat there, and no matter who the players were, and I think this is something you'd concur with, we're going to fall for these players, and we're going to get emotionally attached to these players and their stories. And we did that with Russ Cortinel or Mario Gosselin or people younger than me getting to see wild card guys like Eric Lindros playing in Albertville or Peter Nedved. We're gonna have these stories, and we're gonna get emotion for these players that you'll coach.
We will, I go back to my experience with the World Juniors and the guys coming in, and the amount of the fan support was unbelievable, and how many people watched those games. And just the stories with it, with these young guys that are up and coming and put so much into the game. And it's going to be the same here. I talked about a guy, Brandon Kozin, who was with us and had a chance to go with the American team and was guaranteed a spot. And he said, no, I want to try to make the Canadian team. And there's a guy that, it's just great stories of guys that, are proud of our country and have grown up here and want to be part of it.
I know Sean was asked about CHL players, and it's odd. Like I said, there's still a lot of unknowns here, but what's your first reaction to the plausibility of somebody potentially playing, Willie, in the World Juniors and in the Olympics in the same year, if it's the right circumstance?
Well, I think Dave King had four potential junior players on his one team. So I think it's a possibility. You can't rule out anybody. And again, I said, the hard thing with the juniors is you're judging against junior players. How do they play against other players? So that is the one big challenge we have. But I don't think anybody will be ruled out. I think, talking to Sean Burke and Marty and Scott Salmon, we want the best players. That's what we want. And we want the best team to represent Canada. So nobody will be ruled out, and everybody will be looked at. And I think that's the way it should be.
I think you can only have one miracle on ice. I'd ask you your reflection on it as a hockey fan when you're in your early 20s. I was younger, and if Canada can't win, it was still everything just fit with that story because of the political world at the time and the Herb Brooks personality. And there's been two movies made. And what's your reaction of going, oh my God, they beat the Soviets would come over and beat our best players at different times, at least go head to head with them? What was your reaction to the Americans winning the gold in Lake Placid?
Well, that's a tough one.
Well, they didn't beat us. They never played us head-to-head, so we avoided that.
But
yeah.
As a sports story, it was a great story, an unbelievable story. You have a group of guys that have trained so hard and have worked so hard. And that's the thing in short tournaments. You don't have to be the best team. You have to be the best on that day. And, it was a great accomplishment. And when you looked at the story and, the speech that was given, it was pretty special. And, I think that, I think anybody that's a sports fan would have to agree to that it's always special when somebody does something that no one expects them to be able to do.
Willie Desjardins, our guest, head coach of Team Canada at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Was this important for you? Did you want to, obviously you wanted this opportunity, but the concept of not coaching at all, some coaches who suddenly don't have jobs in the NHL do take a year and they'll do TV. Dan Bylsma was out for over a year. There's plenty of great stories of guys getting the new opportunity. I know you'd want to get back. You'd say that, but was this important we see Gerard Gallant doing it now, Paul Maurice doing it. Was this important to have this to keep yourself busy, engaged, and God, it's like I said, it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
Well, I think I love the game. I love coaching. It's something that I've done for a long period of time, and it kind of becomes part of you. It's what you do. Would you rather sit and watch, or would you rather coach? Well, you'd rather coach. And So I think that's something that's just how I feel. Like I, you know, it was a challenge the last few years, and you know, it's been nice to have a little bit of a break this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need more than the summer. You know, I think for me, I'm lucky to be able to get back in it, and I'm grateful for the opportunity Hockey Canada has given me to have a chance to coach this team.
And it's such a fraternity, isn't it? There's 31 now jobs like it on the planet. And like I said, I list guys that get that second opportunity. Look at Joel Quenneville's on a third opportunity, and he's probably going to the Hall of Fame. Mike Babcock, we can say that about. Bruce Boudreau. Do you have conversations still with current NHL coaches about how it all works, what went down? Like I said, the high points, the low points. You had an amazing first season, and I don't think anyone would argue it. Things were a bit of a challenge in Vancouver, and they might be in for a couple tough years. And at the same time, you have to scout the league and look at opportunities for when the next chance might come.
You always look for them. And I think that it is such a good league, and you look at guys that have come back, and even Glenn Gullickson. Like I worked with Glenn after Dallas, and he's a better coach after the first experience. He just is. Like, you learn from that experience and you come back a better coach. So, you know, and that's why I think people, you know, have had success coming around again. So, you know, for me, sure, I hope it happens. You know, I think that, you know, I like the game, and, you know, I've had success in the game. So that was a tough goal there. And I think there was challenges, but, you know, I think, a different situation can certainly have different results.
So you got a couple of weeks, and then folks who are listening who are saying, well, what's the next big step? It happens really in early August, right? You're going to have a good chunk of players, reps from a few different teams, move forward with and to look to shave down to a roster, right?
It is. It's like a week away. Mm-hmm. Like in a week we're flying over to Russia and we get started. And you know, it comes quick, and it's going to be so great. It's going to be good. Like, I'm so looking forward to seeing these guys. I'm looking forward to seeing the Russian teams. Like, it's going to be good to get a chance and get going and just see exactly what we have. And you know, because you don't need all the best offensive players. You got to have different parts to a team. So there's lots of things we need to look at. But you know, those games are going to give us our first taste. Like, it's not, and those are evaluation games for us for sure. Like, we got to evaluate more than we have to win in that one. Going forward after that, it changes a little bit. But this first tournament, we have to get a good read on players.
Before you go, are you hoping, I say this tongue in cheek, are you hoping Alex Ovechkin plays the full season in Washington? You wish him nothing but the best of health for an entire year for the Capitals, right? You don't want a lot of defections to Team Russia in all of a sudden in February, do you?
No, it's hard to say what's going to happen there, but no, the Russians are going to be a strong team. Like, they have players that don't come over to play in the NHL that are NHL caliber players, and so they all certainly have a strong team. But you know, Ovechkin's certainly a world class player.
Hey, it was great to have you on. It's a great opportunity. Congratulations on it. It's great to see all the names, all the history involved, and the whole country. We love our hockey. The whole country is going to be behind all of you guys. And like I said, there's going to be some great, great stories written for this team leading up to Vancouver. So we wish you the best with it.
Thanks, Greg. You have a great day.